I wish you were never born. I hate you. Imagine hearing that from your mother every day of your life. It doesn't seem too loving, does it? What if your mother was hooked on crack and got drunk all the time? What if she left you and your brothers and sisters with strangers so she can get high and drunk? Imagine yourself 14 or 15, and everyone around you keeps telling you that you're going to end up just like your parents, no good pieces of trash. You promised yourself that you won't do anything like they did, but lately you seem to be slipping into becoming what your parents are. One day, you realize you don't have to take being smacked around every day and yelled at for things that aren't your fault. You think to yourself, wow, I don't have to put up with this anymore, and you start to lash out at anyone and everyone who crosses your path. You shut yourself for so long, and now it's all coming out in a huge ball of rage which you can't control. What kind of a way is that to live? Hopefully, you haven't had to deal with that, but lots of kids today have to. We've all seen those kids walking down the street, haven't we? You know what ones I'm talking about. The ones that wear the weird clothes and listen to that strange music. It's not even music, right? It's racket. You know those kids aren't right. Same goes for those other ones. They don't know how to behave, and they listen to that other kind of music. That's not even music either. It's only fast talking. You don't want your kids hanging around them. You can't stand the thought of your child being a part of the bad crowd. I don't believe in bad crowds. I don't think Jesus did either. If you look at it this way, well, he knew a lot of prostitutes, tax collectors, cheaters, and other people who weren't so high on the social scale. If you think about it, he was really part of the bad crowd. I mean, he had a few fishermen and one tax collector for his disciples. If Jesus came back to earth as a child born into a broken family with no father and a mother who was hooked on crack, would you believe he was the Savior? Or if he dressed weird and listened to strange music, would you think he was the Savior then? Ask yourself one question. What if Jesus came back like that?